Hey everyone, this is Benj Smith, and I have the honor to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. And as always, thanks so much for listening to Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. Our hope and prayer is that these podcasts will in some small way provide you with a little encouragement throughout your day. So back in the day, when my wife and I led children's worship on Sunday mornings, I shared and acted out Bible stories for the children. One story that they really loved was the story of Balaam's talking donkey. It was from the book of Numbers, starting in chapter 22. So the story centers around Balaam, who was a prophet of the Lord, his trusted donkey, and Balak, who is a leader of the people of Moab. Well, the people of Israel came and camped in Balak's land, and Balak was very concerned that the Israelites were going to take over their land. He asked Balaam, the prophet, to come and curse them and offered him all sorts of honors and riches. And initially, Balaam did the right thing, sought out God's direction, and God told Balaam not to go with them and not to curse the Israelites. And that's exactly what he did. Well, Balak again sent leaders to Balaam and offered him more honors and more riches. Once again, Balaam told them he would not do anything except what God tells him to do. Well, then God told Balaam it's okay for him to go with them, but only if he did exactly what he told them, or he told him. So Balaam went and unfortunately, he did not seek out exactly what God wanted him to do or say. So basically, Balaam kind of went out on his own and was only partially obedient to God. And so as Balaam was riding his faithful donkey to meet with Balak, God sent an angel of the Lord to stop him in his tracks. And as they were riding down their trail, the angel came and stood right in front of them with a sword in his hand. However, initially the donkey was the only one who could see the angel with his mighty sword. Well, the donkey stopped dead in his tracks and refused to go any further. This made Balaam really mad, and he began yelling and whipping his donkey. That's when God enabled the donkey to talk to Balaam. Now, I got to tell you, if a donkey started talking to me, I'm pretty sure I'd freak out and run away as fast as I could. But Balaam did it, and he started talking with the donkey and began arguing with him. And then God revealed the angel to Balaam as well. And at that point, Balaam quickly realized he was really in trouble. He was being partially obedient to God and not fully obeying God. And if you've never read the story and you're curious what the donkey had to say, then I would encourage you to read it. Again, the story starts in the book of Numbers, chapter 22. All right, from my perspective, the key point of the story is that being partially obedient to God is really being totally disobedient. For example, if God lays on my heart to give $100 towards a ministry and I give $50, well, I might think I've done pretty good. But from God's perspective, I totally disobeyed him. And as a result, I'll never know or experience the blessings that God intended for me. It's always best to do things God's way whenever we are faced with an issue or an obstacle or a key decision. You know, the best thing we can do and should do is stop, seek out God in prayer and in the Bible, just studying the Bible, listen for his response instead of moving forward with doing things our way. When we do God's will, he will honor and bless our faithfulness, and we will be able to handle the good and the bad things that will inevitably come our way. We'll handle it with greater wisdom, and we'll have a greater peace about it. So, is a donkey talking to you about something you're doing or maybe not doing that God wants you to? Take the time to stop, sincerely pray, study his word to get a peace about the direction that he wants you to go in. And then and only then move forward with being totally obedient to him. God always wants what's best for you and for me. He loves us so much, and his infinite ways are so much greater than our finite human ways. It really comes down to, do we really trust Jesus with our life, with our family, with our money, with our everything? When we do, our lives have so much more meaning, so much more fulfillment, and joy. Okay, everyone, thanks again for tuning in to Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. And as always, I look forward to seeing you guys this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. And I pray the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling. Bye now.